I was working on the dock, got a job at Blackburn Aircraft as a riveter. I went back in the army. I served with the 1st Battalion of the Green Howards, Yorkshire Regiment. You're going to Catterick tomorrow to join the 1st Battalion. It's getting ready to move to France. Well, my brother in the meantime had joined the army, joined the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. From Southampton, we crossed the Channel and went to Cherbourg. That was in 39, December. We'd been fitted out with vehicles and I was an anti-tank gunner. And we moved to Lille, and then the CO said, right, pack your gear, lads, we're moving up, we're going in front of the Maginot Line, and took up positions in the front line, and within a very short time was bombed and shelled. Next thing, we're going down the river and heading for Angle's Nest in Norway, because it come on the tannoy, it said, right, all British troops aboard the ship, you are now allowed to write home to your parents and your addresses. British Expeditionary Force, Norway. We lost one or two lads. Then the CO said, right, we're going to make our way south to Lillehammer, and then we're going to Otter, and then we're going to Donbass. And then all of a sudden, the CO said, right, everybody on parade on the square, we're moving up the front. And then I saw the Coilies regiment moving out, and I thought, oh my God, I better try and see if John's among them. So I went up and I shouted, does anybody know Corporal John Clayton? So they said, yeah, I do. Why? He's over there, look, he's ready to march, going up the front now. So I went and embraced each other and we wished each other good luck. Said, keep your head down, son. And we cuddled each other and I waved him off. And he went up to Lillehammer to meet the Germans up the front. We met the Germans, we'd give battle to them. And then I'm walking up to try and get some ammunition to some of the Coil King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry men. They were short of ammunition, so I said to the lads, we'll go up and take it to them. And the sergeant major shouted out, Clayton, get the ammunition over here quick. And I went over, and then a corporal come up to me, he said, did they call you Clayton? So I said, yeah. Have you got a brother in the Coilies? I said, yeah. Corporal Clayton, he said, he got killed. He got killed this morning. He got ambushed in a church and they got killed. And then the CO said, we're running short of ammunition, we're running short of men. We're going to make a retreat back to Angle's Nest where the Navy will be waiting to take us out. And we got off the ship at Glasgow, went into the dock sheds. I went home on leave and I knocked at the door and Mrs. Wingrove, the landlady, said, oh my God, is John with you? I said, no, I've had word that he's been killed in Norway. She said, and you think John's still alive? I said, yes, I've got that feeling. Not John. He's not dead. He's alive. So she said, well, I'll give you an address to go to down St. George's Road. So I went, knocked at the door, and she said, now then, I was in civvies. Can I help you? So I said, yes, please. Advised by the landlady I'm living with to come here to see if you can give me some information. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave the rest to you. So she said, right. We went into this dark room and she went, you have been through it, haven't you? She said, it's terrible. You're lucky to be alive. So she said, well, I'm very pleased to tell you he's alive. He's a prisoner. Well, I was overjoyed. I went back to barracks and went to land in Italy, at the toe of Italy, on the toe, at Reggio Calabria. And when the regiment was there, ready, fit and ready to go, the CO said, right, ride up that main road now, and you'll be confronting all the German rear guards, but knock hell out of them. We crossed the Garigliano, we defeated the Germans, and then we was going to go back across to our front. And we're going across the Med, and we're going to land in Marseille in France. That was after a year of fighting in Italy. And we finally took Berlin. And this is true. As we're riding up the road with our recce cars and everything, we were amazed, absolutely shocked, as we're advancing to the city of Lübeck on the Baltic. I was in the leading tank that was going into Lübeck. And I said to the lads, God, don't shoot. Look at this lot coming up here. And do you know what they were? German civilians with bottles of wine and flowers. And they were saying, good for dich, alle gute England. War's over. And they were giving us all and jumping on the tanks and cuddling it, all happy that the war had finished. And I went through London, you couldn't get a drink anywhere. It was exciting. This person that told me in the spiritualist said that John would be home before me. So I took it for granted he'd be home. And Ma Wingrove was there waiting. And I said, where is he? So she said, where's who? I said, where's John? The spiritualist told me he'd be home before me. Well, she said, we haven't heard anything. So when we're getting off the bus, that was Ada, Grace and Myra, my sisters, and Ma Wingrove. She said, what's that coming down? And crowds of people running down the hill to meet us. And they're shouting, your son's home. Taking it, you know, because my brother lived with him. Your son's got home. He's just come home. So I dashed in the shop and I said to Walter, her husband, where is he? So he went in the back kitchen and he was sat on a stool. I cuddled him, cried, thank God, that woman was right. You were on before me. And I embraced him and couldn't let go. And then we settled down after a long time. And that was it. We, you know, I looked at him and I said, oh God, it was thin. So we celebrated and that was the end. I went to church the next day to thank the Lord that he'd survived the war, I'd survived the war, my sisters had.